I've loved a lot of dogs in my life, but none so much as the Yorkshire Terrier I bought Carol Ann as a gift 17 years ago. Only a few weeks old at the time, we named her Cricket for the way she hopped through the grass of our front lawn, grass that came right up to her tiny chest. Cricket, or as we often called her, our baby girl, stole our hearts when we first laid eyes on her. Cricket passed away a few years ago. Dogs always leave us too soon, but I like to think that that's because they're pretty close to perfect when God gives them to us. They don't need to learn long, complicated lessons like we do. When we first brought Cricket home, we began the potty training. We'd take her outside in the backyard every hour or two and command her, "Go potty." She was a smart baby girl, and we knew she'd learn quickly. Well, one evening, shortly after dusk, I took her into the backyard and began going through the exercise. "Go potty, Cricket," I said. Curious puppy that she was, she ignored me and sniffed and poked around the yard, leaping through the grass while I continued to give the command firmly yet kindly. It was a beautiful spring evening. A single cricket, the insect, not the dog, was chirping. I eventually became aware that our next-door neighbor was in his yard across the fence, and the fence was tall enough that we couldn't see each other, but I was aware of his movements, and he could hear me, of course. Here's what he heard. A single cricket chirping, and me saying, "Go potty, Cricket! Cricket, go potty for Daddy!" We all have at least one wacky neighbor. That evening, I was it.